We start with a local guy. His name is Scott Baker. He is here to talk about a new movie he is the director and writer of. It's called The Fifth Passenger, and Scott Baker is here to talk about it. Hi, Scott.
Hey, howdy, howdy.
So you are a local guy. Where'd you come from?
I grew up in Roanoke Park and went to John Reed Elementary School and graduated from Rancho Cotati and got a degree at Sonoma State.
And now you're on IMDb.
Yeah. Check that out. Yeah.
It's quite this. I mean, this is no small thing. The Fifth Passenger. Tell us about the movie.
Okay, so it's a sci-fi thriller. It's about five people in an escape pod after their spaceship blows up. So it's like a lifeboat in space.
Yeah.
The catch is that the pod is only meant for four people. So you got five people fighting over the resources, and then we throw an alien creature in the mix. And so it's
I was hoping so.
Yeah. And so it's a little bit lifeboat, a little bit alien, and then some Twilight Zone and Gilligan's Island mixed in there.
You mean it was more than a 3-hour tour?
Yeah, yes, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Now, I don't know. I mean, this whole, system and this whole process is just, for most of us, it really is daunting. And we can't figure out how you get from one place to another.
Yes.
So did you have an idea for The Fifth Passenger? And then what?
Yeah, it all starts with an idea, right? But no, it was for me, it was the same thing. It was like I had no idea how to do it. I mean, when I was a kid growing up here, it was me and my buddy Phil were just making movies in the backyard with my dad's VHS camera because that's all we had. And this was before YouTube, so nobody was seeing what we were doing. We were just making stuff because we wanted to do it. He wanted to be a makeup artist. I wanted to be an actor. So, hey, let's do stuff. I felt like over the years, it's just been that. Only each time we do something, we tried to make it better and we got more friends involved. And then I moved down to LA and I started working as a cameraman and as an editor. And my friends now are people who also work in the industry.
In the biz, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's just a bunch of friends that are still, I feel like we're still making films in the backyard.
Yeah. Only they're bigger and more people see them.
Right. Yeah. And I get to work with great Star Trek actors and things like that. But
I have to say that, Scott, that when Stacey James, producer here in the 9 o'clock hour, was talking about this movie, he said, I know all of the actors in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're from a lot of them from Star Trek.
Yeah. So we have Doug Jones, who's right now in Star Trek Discovery, and he was the fish man in Shape of Water and Pan and Pan's Labyrinth. And,
wow.
Yeah, we have Tim Russ, who is Tuvok in Star Trek Voyager, Marina Sirtis, who is Deanna Troi in Next Generation, Armin Shimerman, Quark from Deep Space Nine, Manu Interaimi, who is Icheb in Voyager, and Hannah Hatte, who is Little Molly O'Brien from Next Generation and Deep Space Nine.
What, William Shatner wasn't available? Or?
Yeah, you know.
Maybe there wasn't room in the pod.
Right. He got thrown out. it was one of these things where, working in the industry as like a cameraman, I meet people, and I met Manu Interaimi on a shoot, and he was from Star Trek, and I said, hey, I got this great sci-fi script, and he read it, he liked it, he came aboard to help produce the film as well, and since he had been going to all the conventions, the Star Trek conventions and Comic-Cons and stuff like that, he knew all the Star Trek actors, they were all friends, and so he started calling them up, and we said, hey, so-and-so is right for this role, and so-and-so is right for that role, and it just sort of came together like that. Yeah.
And then it's not like you went on Kickstarter or did you?
We did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You went on Kickstarter to raise the money to make the movie.
Then
clearly the movie is now made.
Yes.
And how is it going to be shown? That's what we all want to know.
Yeah. Well, so tonight is the big night. We're going to premiere here in Santa Rosa at the Third Street Cinema, part of a double.
Nice.
Part of a double feature. The Roxy does their cult classic type film thing. So I guess they're doing renovations at the Roxy. So we're over at the Third Street, which is great. Cause like when I was in high school, I saw Trainspotting and Pulp Fiction and stuff like that at that theater. So to be able to bring the film back and see it there is pretty cool. But we're also going to be, going to be showing for a week down in LA, and we're touring the film around the country in theaters. But in July, on July 10th, we're going to be in Redbox and all the streaming stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
So like, iTunes and Amazon and Xbox and all your streaming stuff, pretty much everything. But Netflix, we're going to do Netflix later, but on July 10th, pretty much everywhere else.
How excited are you, Scott?
I'm really, really excited. I mean, this is like, I feel like every step of the process was like a dream come true, from being on set with these actors and now having the film finish and getting to show the world, and especially being able to bring it home here. I've got like tons of friends and family that are coming out.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah, tonight. So tonight
at the Third Street Cinemas, is it sold out? Can people come watch?
No, please come. I have no idea how many tickets. I don't know the size of the theater that we have or anything like that. So you can go to our site, fifthpassenger.com, and there's all the information, the links to the different places it's showing, and then where it's going to be later on if you miss the show tonight. But please do come out. If you want to come and see the show and for some reason it's sold out, you can have my seat. I'll stand in the back.
You want standing room only for this movie,
don't you,
Scott?
Sure. Yeah.
It's absolutely thrilling that you've been able to take this idea and this wish, to be in the entertainment business, culminating in beginning to culminate in the premiere in your hometown tonight. It's just a thrill. So what's next for you?
This has been like everything for me, this film over the last, it's taken us close to 7 years to put together, from concept to where we're at. And I've been working, doing camera work and stuff like that, to like pay my rent as my day job while I'm putting this together.
Yeah, you have to kind of do that.
Yeah, so this is, it's hard for me to imagine what comes next, because this has been so consuming. But, I've got some other film projects. I'm talking to people. I'm not ready to jump into the next thing yet until I know.
The doors that must be swung open wide for you now.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's just, I'm sure it's been a really long process for you to get to this stage, and imagine that this might be just the beginning.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah.
The Fifth Passenger premieres tonight at Third Street Cinemas. Not only are we going to be watching the movie, Scott, but we're going to be watching you.
Yeah, cool.
For the next few years to come, maybe many years to come, and see what's to come of you next. Local boy makes good.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you home, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, what a deal. Your own movie premiering in your hometown. That's got to be a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he says yes. He's got a big smile on his face. And The Fifth Passenger premiering tonight at Third Street Cinemas. And the website again, Scott?
Is fifthpassenger.com.
All right, fifthpassenger.com. And we'll put a link to that on the KSRO website later today, too. Scott Baker in the house. Congratulations, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Good luck moving forward. That is very exciting. The Fifth Passenger.